Dan Lamb, Moto X Addicts with Malcolm Stewart. Oakland. How was your night?
Oakland was actually not bad, actually. Practice went okay. Heat race went all right. And the main event, we were doing good. And went down with another rider. And whenever I fell with him, snapped my rear brake lever. So I didn't have any rear brake for the rest of the races. But, I mean, other than that, there's really nothing really to say. You know, me and Cooper Webb, we went down, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, me being as a rider, I went over here and actually talked to him, sat him down, and we actually talked and made an agreement. You know, I'm just going to pretty much just let this race go and act like it never happened, because I'm not the type of person to have revenge like that. You know, there's way too much going on here. There's a lot too much. There's nothing that I need to be thinking about one guy out there. There's a million dudes out there.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you know, I still got outdoor season. So I'm not going to let one race, you know, mess up the rest of my season. So I'm just going to get back, finish back up strong, get back up there, and just get back on the tree on the 8-3. So I'll get back in that top five and hopefully get another podium. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And ain't nobody going to stop me.
I heard you were the bigger man. You walked over there and talked to him and sat down. AMA talked to you too. Is there anything going to come of it, or is it just water under the bridge?
You know, they asked me if I want to do something. I said no. I said we ain't that type of person. I ain't the type of person where, you know, this needs to happen, this needs to happen. I just basically just preached to him, said, I said, we went over here, I talked to him, I sat him down and explained it to him. And I said, you know, we're good. He knows what he did, you know, was wrong. But, you know, he's also a rookie. You know, everybody makes rookie mistakes. So, but like I said, I'm not going to let this race get to me. I'm just going to go out here and do the best that I can.
Yeah.
And you know, worry about me and me only. That's what the ultimate goal is, and just go out there and have fun. Because even though I still went down, I still having fun out there.
Well, you got your first podium last week. Overall, it's been a good year. Did that take a little bit away from your first podium, being the fact that you weren't able to sit on the box?
You know what? I mean, yeah, it kind of bummed me out, but I did get a podium outdoors at Bud's Creek, so, and outdoors. So, I mean, I definitely know what it feels like to be up there. I got a couple heat race wins, so I know what it feels like to be up there. I mean, it sucks, but also, you know, it's my fault, because at the end of the day, I should have been up there in the first place, not going up there and getting a fourth and getting a third because of the technicality or whatever, how you say it. So, I mean, I'm just going to go out there and try to get in the top three. Or if not, stay in the top five, get some points, work my way back up from what happened tonight, and finish off the rest of the season strong, and look forward to outdoors around the 450.
Nice. One last question. Did you get the podium bonus?
Yeah, definitely did. It's in the papers.
Nice. Thanks for talking to us about it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.